Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I want you to go on a little adventure with me today. I'm still at home, but I'm about to jump in the pickup and head down to East Texas near Lake Fork, actually up in Northeast Texas, to Alba, where I'm going to visit with the folks at Diamond Park Homes. Now, for the past few years, there's been a lot of talk about tiny homes. I've talked to a lot of people that live in them. I've got several friends that live in them. I'm kind of fascinated with them, with the whole concept of tiny homes. But I want to go down. I want to take you with me. Our next stop is going to be down at the plant. And we're going to visit with the folks and see if we can learn a little bit more about how they're made and all the applications for a tiny home. I can see how they could be very, very useful in the outdoors. Let's go and learn something about them. What do you say? Well, folks, I just pulled in down here, and we're going to come in and visit with Mr. Sean Ballard and learn something about tiny homes. Sean?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, man. I appreciate you taking some time to update us all on tiny homes. You've been building tiny homes right here in Alba for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I sure have.
Hundreds of them are put on either. I saw one loaded up on a truck. You ship them all over Colorado, and I bet many states have your homes.
Yes, sir. I've sent them all over from Cape Cod to San Francisco.
Wow. Folks, we're going to learn something here. I've got some buddies that have used these on land, two different folks that have tiny homes set up on their homes, and they're high on them because there's some advantages, really, to having a tiny home opposed to a big house, aren't there?
Absolutely. Sure is.
And the fact is, taxes is one thing.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You get out of paying property taxes when you live in a park model or a tiny home, which is under 400 square feet.
Which is a big savings. And you know, a lot of people, older folks and younger too, for that matter, they just like to downscale. And maybe they're tired of a 4,000 foot square home and they want a simpler life, right?
Absolutely. A lot less maintenance.
Lot less maintenance, and it's you know where everything's at. And you would have to, people that are used to living in large homes, they would have to downscale, you know.
That's
but you were telling me a lot of folks have a portable building that they store their, you know, stuff.
Absolutely. They'll have a park model with a storage building next to it, downsize and living in 400 square foot, a lot less upkeep and no taxes.
You bet. I've watched the tiny home shows on TV, you know. There's really a lot of interest in these now, right?
Absolutely. I've been selling them since 1997, and it's getting a lot more demand for them.
You bet. Well, I want to go out and look at some of the structures. I know you're actually, some are under construction out in the yard right now that you're building, and you've got some on site. I want to make sure and take some pictures of them and post on our website, folks, so you know. HPPR.org. The neat thing about them is they're affordable. That's another big plus. And let's talk a little bit about construction quality. I know that the tiny homes, they're not just something that I would throw together in my backyard. I mean, they're skilled labor put into them and really good quality products.
That's right. We use a lot of residential products. High quality cabinets, all solid wood. Do a lot of foam insulation, Pella windows. We just put all the good things in it that we can put in it.
You bet. Well, just say for instance, and honestly, I have given some serious thought. We live on 4 acres, but I've given some serious thought, and I'll learn more about that as I go, having one myself. But to get one started, a person would come in or do it online and kind of design what they want with your help, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. We've got an engineer here in the office that will work with designing your custom print that fits your needs.
Well, there's a lot of different models. Now, can you put a loft on these if you want to go up on a tiny home?
Yes, sir. You can do lofts. We also do a super loft. There's just so many different things that we do and try to fit what the customer needs and wants.
How could they go and see pictures and learn more?
They can visit our website, diamondparkhomes.com. We have some example floor plans that you can kind of cut and paste off of those examples that we have online. Or you can visit my Facebook page. It's Diamond Park Homes. If you search for it. You should be able to find us. It'll have our logo on there, and just click on that and like our page.
Well, Sean, thanks a lot. How about us going out in the yard and seeing how these things are built?
Sure, sounds good. Go ahead.
Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoky and Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, and Nightside.